Hi, it's Bear here with the equinox and the Taurus. More energy comes from the sun during the spring equinox than any other time of the year. The ionosphere elongates and creates wider openings at the north and south poles to receive this energy. The poles are entry points for circles of energy that revolve around the Earth's axis in a Taurus. We're also receiving the sun's energy at the surface. Down through our crown and up from the earth, both humans and the planet are cycling energy in the shape of a torus. The fountain exercises enhances that flow for us. At equinoxes, the sun emits energy that changes our biology for the next 6 months. It resets our relationship to light and darkness, circadian rhythms that affect every aspect of our physiology. It's also transmitting evolutionary codes of light. Every equinox is unique with a different configuration of planets and influences. This year, March 12th through the 24th, there are four kazemis when a planet is in direct alignment with the sun. In this brief but potent time, the qualities of a planet are supercharged. It's thought to initiate a blazing entry into a new cycle. Spring equinox has been acknowledged and honored for thousands of years across the globe. Many monuments, eclipse calculators, have been built. A famous one is the Chichen Itza Pyramid in Mexico. A serpent of light energy descends the stairs to Earth, marking the exact day. The serpent is associated with the equinox, a shedding of the old skin into a shimmering new creation. We are in the year of the snake, which accelerates an already mind-boggling year. Humans are an energetic conduit between Earth and sky. Currently, I see our main challenge as integration, not just reaching a higher vibration, but integration to utilize, embody, and sustain a higher frequency. This is what we'll be doing in my Jumpstart Foundations class in April, one exercise at a time, building up to an inspiring perceptual shift. It's an accelerated route to sense, ground, integrate, and enlarge your capacity to hold these energies. Answer the call in ways big and small. Here's an equinox practice to start with called the Fountain. If you'd like to do it, I recommend you go to the written blog and also look at the pictures, which help to visualize this Taurus. Our energetic physiology is a Taurus. Your midline contains the hara, the central chakra channel, and the spinal cord. This is your axis. The metaphorical serpent descends from the head in the north to the tail in the south, in your body, and in the Earth's magnetic poles. To accept new frequencies of energy, we must be fully charged. Do this exercise and rest when you need to. This past week, I've been experiencing unique changes to my physiology and energetic configuration, interspersed with the need for periods of rest and restoration. This year, the spring equinox occurs exactly halfway between the eclipses. The equinox, the eclipses, the kazemis, and solar maximum are all amplifiers of electromagnetic energy. These alignments increase solar flares, geomagnetic storms, and solar winds. Pumping extra energy into the Earth's magnetic field affects weather patterns, our bodies, and brains. The Latin EQU, EQ, is the root of many words like equal and equinox, which means equal day and night. Equanimity is a state of psychological stability and composure, undisturbed by emotions, pain, and other phenomena. Let's work to steady ourselves, which will also help others. We are experiencing the chaos of destruction and creation, and we're in the early stages of that metamorphosis.